You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcast by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I want to discuss an issue that, if you've listened to the Pronk Pop Show, I've gone over at least half a dozen times, and that is climate change, global warming, as well as global cooling. And the fact that it's based on computer models, that unfortunately their predictions don't agree with reality. And that's the problem with the alarmists. They want to think there's one cause for climate change, namely, man is responsible for climate change. That simply is not true. And I'll go over some of the arguments in this show. But the reason why I'm covering this again is Pope Francis has issued an encyclical. It's 192 pages. I have not read it. I wanted to be open here. And I suspect that most Catholics never read them at all. What amazes me is some of the statements of this Pope, both prior to this release of the encyclical, as well as the fact that he sided with those alarmists that are largely, if you look at their backgrounds, they're former socialists and communists, that when the Soviet Union fell and really was discredited in terms of its performance as an economy, had to find a place. They had to find a new movement. And the new movement they found was environmentalism. Now, did they really change their views? No, they were very much anti-capitalist, the free market capitalist system, and they were going to use environmentalism to destroy capitalism. That is their agenda. So most of today, what are so-called Greens, are former socialists. I shouldn't say former, they are socialists. However, they recognize that the fall of the Soviet Union discredited a lot of their views. And even communist China had to revert to a state-controlled capitalism to turn around its own economy. In short, socialism has failed to deliver the goods, and that is the problem. Wherever it is tried, it has failed. It is a failed economic system because it's based on command and control by a small group or elite of people that simply cannot duplicate a market system based on prices where the sovereign is the consumer. Listening to this Pope is disappointing. He apparently doesn't understand economics, and he certainly doesn't understand the science involved in terms of climate change. In other words, he is beyond his depth. Now, popes, like presidents, have staffs. It is clear to me that a group in the Vatican today are socialists, and as such, they agree with the climate change alarmist. And the scientists that agree with them are usually government scientists. However, there are tens of thousands of scientists that don't agree with them. Now, the alarmists will call them skeptics or deniers. Most will agree to that. They are skeptical. And they believe science has to be based on evidence. And when the evidence has either been cooked up, in other words, deliberately distorted, or when the models simply don't agree with reality, the models are wrong. And the conclusion that climate change is based on man-made warming has proven wrong. Now, before I go on, I need to point out that the way you listen to this show is go to the pronkpops.wordpress.com. prongpops.com companion blog for the show. That's prongpops, prongpops.wordpress.com. It's very important that you keep an open mind. I remember when I first approached the whole subject of, at that time it was called global warming, I very much had an open mind. I didn't have an opinion on it at all. But I wanted to know what was all the fuss about. And what I quickly found was, both reading articles, looking at videos, that there was apparently two camps, and they are. You have the alarmists, which are largely the socialists. They're on the far left that are pushing this. And you have the doubters or deniers or skeptics, however you want to call them, that believe that this science is not really science. It's a religion. And they say that because when you actually do look at the evidence, it's not supported that man is the cause of climate change. In other words, everybody agrees on both groups agree that climate has always been changing. And that's the important point, the first point to get over. The Earth is approximately 4.55 billion years old. That's a long time, folks. That's before man was even on the planet. At best, man is a new arrival, 2 million years, some will say a little bit longer. 4.55 billion years is 4,550 million years. That's a long time to be around. And throughout that entire history, climate has been changing. And for most of that history, for all practical purposes, all of that history, man has not been responsible for any of the change. None. Zero. And even of the time that man has been on the planet, at best, it's the last 200 years that man could even have a slight impact on the climate. Now, this isn't me talking. These are people that have studied the planet. If anything, we should fear the planet, because the planet is constantly changing. The plates are moving slowly, but are moving. And because of many factors that are caused by nature, not by man, climate has both gone, in terms of temperatures, it has been significantly hotter, as well as at one time the Earth was what they call snowball Earth. The entire Earth was ice for millions of years. So first thing, you need to take the long view. Second, you need to understand that there are many causes for climate change. Many causes. Most of them are natural. The major driver is the sun. If the sun did not exist, planet Earth would be frozen. But there are many factors, such as volcanoes erupting and causing the climate to cool. That is both from particulate matter from the volcanoes erupting, as well as the release of gases such as sulfur dioxide and forming acids. And on several occasions, we've had mass extinctions of life on this planet. Again, when man was not even around. And during these periods, climates have changed. They've both gotten warmer and colder. It is a very, I want to say, egocentric, man-centric, human being-centric, and it's the height of arrogance to think man is the cause and the primary cause of climate change. That is junk science. At its worst. And the Pope has bought into it because he's been ill-served by his staff, cardinals, and bishops that have pushed this. He clearly doesn't understand economics. He clearly doesn't understand science. And he's not acting as a good shepherd of his flock. Good intentions, Pope, are not enough. Your statements are listened to by some. Most Catholics simply will ignore what you're saying. The true believers, and they're not friends of the Catholic Church, are hardcore socialists. And socialism has failed in country after country after country where it's tried and has led to governments killing people and to poverty. It is only free market capitalism that has resulted in rising standards of living and have brought billions of people out of poverty. I think what your statements are going to do is simply be ignored by those that know you simply do not know what you're talking about. it reflects more on you and your ideology. And because of that, Christians as well as Catholics will ignore your statements. Clearly, you've given your enemies, your true enemies, the communists and socialists of this world that are trying to overthrow, cripple the free market capitalist nations of this world. And when you exclude people from conferences that have differing opinions, then we know that you're being ill-served, which has actually happened. Read the story in my notes for today. Now, let me briefly summarize why I'm a little bit disgusted with this. If you're going to make a statement on a controversial subject, I think whether you're a pope or a world leader, you need to do your homework. You need to do your homework, not your staff. You need to do your homework. And apparently you haven't done it and made no attempt to do it. Yet you're releasing these documents. There's going to be a pushback, and it's already happening. I'm pushing back on this. You're not going to, if you think this is going to expand and increase the number of people that become Catholics, I think you're sadly mistaken. I think this is going to have a severe negative impact on the Catholic Church, mainly because it's taking political sides and taking the wrong side. Oh, you'll be popular in the socialist countries of Africa that are in poverty, where you have dictatorships, but they'll stay in poverty to the extent that they follow your views. Now, the smart ones are going to simply ignore it. Simply ignore it. But the problem is, they're always going to be good-intentioned people that will say, well, the Pope must be right. He's the Pope. The Pope is only infallible on basic religious doctrine of the Church. When it comes to matters of science and economics, he's not only not infallible, in this case, he's profoundly wrong and has issued a statement that simply is not only ignorant, it is very unwise. And for fellow Christians, highly disappointing. At best, he should have said nothing. However, he didn't. I call him the Watermelon Pope. Why? He's now green on the outside. He has sided with the ex-communists, the socialists that have been discredited and are pushing this environment agenda, the Greens. But on the inside, in statement after statement, it is clear that he is against capitalism and the free market system. I wonder if he's ever had a basic course in economics. It is that bad. Compare the free countries, the prosperous countries of the world, with the poorest. What are some of the differences? How they organize their economies. It's no accident that the United States, up to really recently, has had the highest standard of living amongst all nations in the world for two important reasons. One, freedom, and two, more or less, they followed a free market system. To the extent that they're no longer as free as they used to be, and is no longer as prosperous as they used to be, you can trace it to one thing, the growth and the expansion of government and the intervention in the government in the U.S. economy. In other words, progressivism in the United States. And that's what this Pope favors. If you want to lift up the world's poor and get them out of poverty, in other words, increase their standard of living, you would advise them to have a free market capitalist system, not some very confusing welfare state socialist system. Second of all, if you want them to improve their standard of living, they need to increase their energy use. However, if you're going to try to do that by limiting carbon dioxide emissions, and to the extent they follow that advice, they're doomed. Do you think the communist socialist nations are going to follow that advice? No. They're building electrical plants, both nuclear and coal. Yes, they have terrible air, as anyone that's been to China knows. They're trying to rush economic development, but it's a command and control economy. They should be concerned with their fouling of the air, but they're not going to listen to you, sir. Why? Because their people are relative to the developed countries poor. They're going to use the cheapest form of energy that they have, whether it's coal or nuclear. only when their standard of living is much higher will they give any concern about the impact to the planet or the environment. That has been the history of economic development throughout the world. The United States, as well as the United Kingdom, have gone through that period when coal was the preferred choice. And as a result, you had serious pollution in terms of coal particulate matter. But today, we have ways to minimize that. As a result, coal-generated electricity in the United States is relatively clean. And we are switching over to natural gas as well as nuclear energy. But who is fighting that trend across the board? The environmentalist. The planet doesn't need to be saved. Man needs to increase his standard of living in all nations. And it doesn't happen where you have or don't have freedom and you don't have a free market capitalist system. In other words, where you have a tyranny or dictatorship telling the people what they can do, telling the people what will be produced. In other words, a command and control economy, or even a so-called mixed economy. That has not led to the highest standards of living. It simply hasn't. Now let's zero in for a minute on climate change. What are we talking about? The climate temperature has gone up about 0.7 degrees centigrade over the last roughly 100 years. 100 depends on when you want to start, 1850 on. What you need to understand is we are in an ice age. However, we're in one of the periods called an interglacial period. And there have been these periods for the last several hundred thousand years where the Earth, the planet, has had periods of about 100,000 years of ice ages or glacial periods, followed by usually around periods of 10,000 years of interglacial periods. But overall, we're in an ice age, and that is my greatest fear and should be everyone's greatest fear. We don't want to go back into a glacial period, and we're overdue to do that. Because when you go into a glacial period, and it comes on fairly suddenly, large portions of the earth are covered with ice. And that means people freeze, crops are destroyed, and populations dramatically decline. You want to be in an interglacial period, which we are currently in. Global warming is actually beneficial to the growth of plants, which feed the people of the world. Yet you're focusing on trying to reverse that, which simply doesn't make much sense. Now, I could go over the entire science of climate change. That is a two-hour show, and I simply don't have the time to do it. I'm looking at the clock. I'm almost out of time right now. But what I've done is provide some of the videos to look at, and I'll add some more. There's one short one, though, that I would recommend just for a starting point. It's Climate Change in 12 Minutes, The Skeptic's Case by Dr. David M.W. Evans. But I've also included a number of other videos that are from the skeptic's point of view or the denier's point of view. But the summary is this. There are many, many causes of climate change, not the one cause that the United Nations, as well as now the Pope, are trying to push that man is the driver of climate change. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a lie. It's false. It is false. And that is what the Pope is saying. Man is the cause of climate change. He never has been. He never will be. Does that mean he has no impact on climate? No. He has a tiny, 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 tiny impact. And that is what the alarmists don't want you to understand. They want to blame it on man for a reason. They have a political agenda. They blame it on man because their ultimate objective is to destroy free market capitalist systems. That's what they're about, to dramatically increase the cost of producing energy. And wisely, the United States, although very much divided, has stopped this. Because politically, what does that mean? It means terrifically higher energy costs for every American citizen. That's the economic impact if you let the alarmists get their way. When I listen to the Pope today, I'm hearing a socialist. And that's just sad, because it is the socialists that are anti-religion, that are trying to destroy not only capitalism, but also Christianity. You need to tend to your flock if you're going to be a good shepherd, because you're siding with the wolves. The very people, if they had their way, would do away with religion, starting with the Catholic Church and Christianity, and would do away with free market capitalism. Apparently, you've been ill-advised, but you've accepted that advice, and the Catholic Church will pay a price. Because people of faith know what's going on, know that the ones that are pushing this, the far left in this country as well as in other countries, want to destroy religion and replace it with their own religion. And that's what you today, sir, have joined with. It's beyond disappointing. It's beyond sad. It's a fundamental dereliction of your fundamental duties as Pope. And the Catholic bishops better wake up to that and stop misleading their flocks or their parishioners. I will do further research and provide you some more videos on this subject. Like I said, I have given at least half a dozen shows on various aspects, first of global warming, now climate change. This is a very political issue, and it has serious economic consequences if you go along with the alarmist. And that's what I'm that's why I'm rather upset with this Pope, to put it mildly, because he's going in the wrong way. He's leading, I think, the church in the wrong direction. This is not an encyclical that will be read, not that many are. And I think many Catholics will take exception to it. This is a very divisive document. And over time, it will be shown that it's not only wrong on the science, it's wrong on the economics, and it's wrong ethically as well. With that, I have to close out the show. I'm running a little late, and I'll play America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcast by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio.